Nostra Jim Bobas, Week 8 Pigskin Prophecies. Howdy, folks. Howdy, football faithful. Nostra Jim Bobas here, broadcasting live from One of Parlay War Room, the Chaos Command Center, where the snacks are really stale, the takes are spicy, and the wings are hotter than my temper after a bad beat. The queso here is always questionable, and the only thing we serve more than sarcasm is ref complaints. Now here we are, it's Week 8. It's that glorious stretch of the year when half the league's in the injury tent, fantasy teams look like crime scenes, and even the water boys are on the questionable list. Coaches are blaming moon phases, fans are blaming zebras, and I'm blaming whoever invented Thursday night football. Dang you! So buckle up, buttercups. We're diving into this week's slate like a linebacker at an all-you-can-eat buffet. First game up, Jets at Bengals. Bengals minus 6.5. This line has swung more than anything I've ever seen in a week. 12 points one day, 6 the next day, 12 points. Here we are. It's like a drunk ref on roller skates. Bengals D is softer than a wet paper straw. But Flacco finally looks like he's found that time machine everybody was hoping for. Chase is cooking, and since he's at home, pick Bengals 24, Jets 16, since he covers. Next up, Cowboys at the Broncos. Broncos minus 3.5. The Broncos get more respect than a cat at a dog show. They play offense about one quarter a week. Dak's got weapons. Denver's got attitude. I'm going to take the better quarterback here, and I'm going to take the points. Cowboys cover. Packers at the Steelers. Steelers plus 3. Steelers defense looks more washed than my lucky socks after a tailgate rainstorm. Both teams can score. This one should be fireworks. My pick is the over 44.5, and I think the Packers take that money line, folks. Next up, we got the Bears at the Ravens. Ravens minus 2.5. The Bears are running like a herd of caffeinated toddlers. And Lamar, he ain't back, folks. Baltimore's buzzsaw is missing some blades. I'm taking those Bears at 2.5, and don't be shocked if the Bears steal this one outright. Titans at the Colts. Colts are minus 14.5. The Colts are moving through defenses like it's a Big Ten cupcake game. Jonathan Taylor's in track meet mode. Tennessee's defense is held together with duct tape and prayer. Colts cover and go over 30. Giants at the Eagles. Eagles minus 7.5. Philly owes New York a little payback. And Jalen Hurts just rediscovered the deep ball. The Giants haven't won in Philly since the flip phone was invented. Prediction, Eagles 34. Giants might squeak to 17. It's payback time. Lastly, we got the Commanders at the Chiefs. Chiefs minus 11.5. Now, this one's pretty easy. Marcus Mariota is stepping in for the Commanders, and bless his heart, he's going to be able to find out what Arrowhead Loud really means on Monday night. Kansas City's defense is meaner than a bouncer at closing time, and Rashee Rice is turning into the wide receiver that Patrick Mahomes ordered on Amazon. Give me a number one wide receiver, please, Amazon. And voila, Kansas City's stretching all the defenses. Washington's giving up about an NFL high of 8.3 yards per pass attempt. That's not defense, folks. That's a suggestion box. So here we go. Chiefs cover that 11.5. That's your Week 8 prophecy from Nostra Jim Bobas. May your bets be blessed, your lines be sharp, and your hangovers merciful. Want a parlay where legends win and lose responsibly.
We're back at the big game, and it's been rough. Somebody has got to break out the Bandito.
Hang on a sec. We've got a penalty here.
There's a flag on the play. Necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee.
Can you even throw a flag at tequila?
The call on the field is under review.
The refs are going under the hood. It's all of them.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
There you have it, folks. El Bandito Yankee has been called for necessary smoothness.
Jim Bob Morris here. Make the call for necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of game day.